This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Time now for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you this morning by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, and by Michelle's Pharmacy of Carlinville and Gillespie.
Hi, this is Gary Wimple, your Farm Bureau Director from Hillsborough Township. Are you planning on traveling soon and want to save some money on hotel rooms? Montgomery County Farm Bureau members can keep their costs down with great hotel discounts. Save 20% with Choice Hotels and 20% off the best available rate with Wyndham Hotel Group. Advanced reservations are required. You can have these savings and other great benefits by joining Montgomery County Farm Bureau. Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means savings.
There's been a lot of changes in farming over the years, but at Farm Credit Services of Illinois, our commitment to farming and its way of life has never changed. Our products and services are a good fit because we understand the importance you place on your family and your farming operation. If it's the security of a long-term fixed-rate real estate loan, the flexibility of a one-year product, or one of our operating lines of credit, Farm Credit provides the products you want with the service you deserve. As a farmer-owned financial cooperative, Farm Credit has been serving farmers for generations. Whether we're in an office or on the farm, our commitment is the same. Dependable, constructive products and services designed for the way you farm. When you're looking for a lender that cares as much about you as you do your farm, look for Farm Credit of Illinois. You can find us online at fcsillinois.com or at 800-444-FARM. Farm Credit, a good fit for all your farm financial needs.
Toys. Michelle's Pharmacy on the Square in Carlinville and Gillespie has the hottest toys this Christmas. They're open late during the Gillespie Holiday Sparkle and during the Carlinville Christmas Market, and Michelle is discounting all Melissa and Doug toys 30%. And you have to pick up your very own Elf on the Shelf, the number one toy this year. They're going fast. Don't wait. That's only at Michelle's Pharmacy on the Square in Carlinville and in Gillespie.
It's coming up on 10 minutes after 6. First of all, in our farm news this morning, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now, December wheat is trading at 8.45¾. Right now, 8.45¼, up 3¼. March wheat trading at 8.63½, up 2¾. December corn now trading at 7.51¼, up 2¼. March corn trading at 7.56½, up 1¾. January soybeans trading at 14.55, up 1¼. March beans trading at 14.48¾. That's up a half. The overnight crude oil market 35 cents lower at 88.74. The Brent crude 82 cents lower at 110.10. The February gold contract $15.40 lower at $1,705.70. The U.S. dollar index 0.117 lower at 79.765. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, December wheat ended at 8.42. That was down 2¾. March wheat ended at 8.60¾, down 2¾. May wheat ended at 8.69¼, down 2¾. December corn yesterday ended at 7.49, up a penny. March corn ended at 7.54¾, up 2. May corn ended at 7.54¼, up 2¼. January soybeans yesterday ended at 14.53¾, up 15. March beans ended at 14.48¼, up 15¾. May beans ended at 14.27, up 17¼. December soybean meal yesterday ended at 4.45¼, up 28. January meal 4.38¾, up 37. March meal 4.31¼, up 41. December soybean oil yesterday ended at 49.90, up 49. January oil 50.21, up 47. March oil 50.69, up 46. December oats yesterday ended at 3.66¾, up 6. March oats ended at 3.84½, up 5¾. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
This is Monday's report of grain prices and trends prepared by the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Monday, with soybeans higher, corn slightly higher, and wheat lower. Strong product demand and impressive export data helped to move soybean values higher. Northern and Western Illinois grain dealers quoted corn bids up 2 to 5 cents at 7.30 to 7.53. Soybeans were 13 to 17 cents higher at 14.18 to 14.44. Central Illinois grain dealers quoted their corn bids mostly 2 to 6 cents higher at 7.44 to 7.60. Soybeans 15 to 18 cents higher at 14.36 to 14.46. Corn bids in Southern Illinois were mostly 1 to 3 cents higher at 7.22 to 7.70. Soybeans 14 to 18 cents higher at 14.46 to 14.69. Wheat bids were mixed at 8.27 to 8.45. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 15 to 17 cents higher at 14.60 to 14.64. Basis was 2 cents higher to unchanged at 6 to 10 cents over the January. High pro soybean meal truck basis was offered at on a truck basis was offered at 4.56.20 to 4.65.20. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were 2 to 5 cents higher at 7.55 to 7.63. Basis moved to the March at option 2, 8 over the March. Dry distillers grains with soybean offered at 2.55 to 2.70. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted their producer corn bids 1 to 2 cents higher at 7.33 to 7.42. Basis was 22 to 13 cents under the March. Soybeans ended 15 to 18 cents higher at 14.49 to 14.54. Basis was unchanged to 3 cents higher at minus 5 to option the January. Wheat prices were down 2 to 6 cents at 8.33 to 8.39. Basis down 4 to unchanged at minus 36 to minus 30 the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 1 to 2 cents higher at 7.04 to 7.58. These elevators raised their soybean prices 10 to 15 cents with quotations at 14.69 to 14.82. Wheat closed 13 cents lower at 8.21 to 8.22. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivery, that's a change today, that is new crop delivery, on corn in northern and western Illinois had a range of 5.93 to 6.05. Soybeans at 12.62 to 12.82. Contract bids for new crop delivery in central Illinois on corn, 6.01 to 6.16. Soybeans, 12.73 to 12.90. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered corn in southern Illinois at 5.85 to 6.30. Soybeans at 12.62 to 12.87. And June-July delivered soft red winter wheat from 8.27 to 8.39. This is Kent McFarland reporting for the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, December hogs ended at 83.92, down 15. February hogs ended at 85.67, down $1.25. April hogs ended at 90.67, down $1.10. December cattle yesterday ended at $127, up 27. February cattle 130.77, up 37. April cattle 134.85, up 27. January feeder cattle yesterday ended at 145.60, down 2. March feeders 148.22, down 20. April feeders 149.82, down a dime. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the cash livestock market report.
This is the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Market News Service with the closing livestock report. On the Eastern Corn Belt daily dragged hog report, barrels and gills on a carcass basis ended $1.30 higher with a base price range of $77 to $85, a weighted average of $81.42. The Illinois direct barrel and gilt market was steady today at $52 to $57. Receipts in Illinois, $13,252. The Illinois direct slaughter sows rate is steady with sows under 400 pounds, 44 to 48, 4 to 500 pounds, 44 to 52, over 500 pounds, 50 to 58. Today's estimated sow receipts, 850 head. In the USDA National Carlot Pork Report, trading was very slow with light demand and light to moderate offerings. The calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 98 cents higher at 85.76. The estimated daily hog slaughter under federal inspection on Monday was 432,000. That's down 1,000 from a week ago, but up 5,000 from a year ago. The estimated daily cattle slaughter was at 123,000. That's 2,000 more than a week ago, but 7,000 less than a year ago. The USDA estimated box beef cutout values were firm on light to moderate demand and light offerings. Choice carcasses were up 29 cents at $195.32, while select was up 39 at $174.59. We had 107 fab loads day and 35 trim loads. The choice to select spread at 20.73. At the Greenville Livestock Auction on Saturday, there was a special feeder cattle sale. Receipts total 1,628 head. Feeder steers, medium and large ones, 5 to 600 pounds at 157 to 171. All these prices will be value-added prices. 7 to 800 pounds at 136 to 144. 8 to 900 pounds, 136 to 141. Feeder Holstein steers, large threes, 4 to 500 pounds, 100 to 107, 50. 500 to 600 pounds, 90 to 100. 6 to 700 pounds, $86 to $95. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones, 4 to 500 pounds, 149 to 160, 50. 5 to 600 pounds, 142, 50 to 157. 6 to 700 pounds, 131 to 146. 7 to 800 pounds, 126 to 135. At the Hamilton Madison County Hay Auction on Saturday, they had their season first hay auction. Receipts totaled 2,649 bales. Premium quality alfalfa at $5.10 to $7 with large squares at $131. Good quality alfalfa $3 to $4.80 with large rounds $75 to $97. Fair quality $2.30 to $2.90, large rounds $51 to $52. Alfalfa orchard grass premium quality $5.90 to $7. Alfalfa mixed grass premium quality $5 to $7 with large squares at $26. Premium quality orchard grass at $8.50. Good quality orchard grass at $5.10 to $6.10 with the large rounds $52. Timothy grass hay premium quality $3.60 to $4.30. Good quality mixed grass hay $2.70 with large rounds for the 5x5s at $46. The 4x5s at $22.42. Fair quality mixed grass at $2.20 with large squares $25. Fair quality corn stalks, large rounds at $28.50 with good quality wheat straw, $1.30 to $2.20. Fair quality wheat straw in large rounds at $20. This is Kent McFarland reporting for the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday: for butter, $1.59, down $1. For block cheese, $1.76, unchanged. For barrel cheese, $1.70 and a quarter, down $1. The spot price for Class 3 milk ending yesterday, $18.58. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for December, $7.42. For January, $7.44. Corn delivered to Scottville for December, $7.42. For January, $7.44. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for December, $14.46. And for January, $14.46. Wheat delivered to Scottville for December, $8.17. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again: corn at Greenfield, $7.42. Corn at Scottville, $7.42. Beans at Greenfield or Scottville, $14.46. Wheat at Scottville, $8.17. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Tuesday. Color radar in the Weather Center showing scattered light showers around our mid-Illinois listening area on this Tuesday morning. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company and by Carlinville Truck Equipment.
We know that every minute M&M Service Company can save you on the farm means more time to spend with your kids. That's why M&M Service is your one-stop source for farming, information technology, value-enhanced grain programs, diesel fuel, propane, grain handling systems, and so much more. At M&M Service, they are dedicated to making your time in the fields more productive, more profitable, and more efficient. Because they're a family operation too, they understand how important it is to spend more time with your kids. For more information, visit their website, M&MService.com. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Whether you're a municipality, business, or individual, Carlinville Truck Equipment has the Henderson Dump Body, Snowway Plow, or Salt Spreader to fit your needs. Carlinville Truck Equipment has its equipment ready for immediate delivery. Plus, as always, Carlinville Truck still has you covered for all your truck equipment services, your repair needs, farm bodies, hoist, van bodies, lift gates, service bodies, or any other truck equipment you might need. Call them at 854-6706 or see them on the web at CTEM.com.
Cloudy to partly cloudy skies. Cooler today. High temperatures in the upper 50s and light north winds. Tonight, clear and colder. The low in the mid-30s. For tomorrow, Wednesday, sunny skies. The high in the low 50s. Your extended forecast for Thursday through Saturday. Cloudy skies, a day-to-day chance of a shower. Low temperatures in the upper 30s, highs in the low 50s. So far on this Tuesday morning, WSMI weather watcher Robin Schroeder of Jerseyville, an inch of rain. Right now at the Weather Center, north winds at 10 miles per hour, the barometric pressure rising. Cloudy skies, scattered light showers once again, and right now 49 degrees. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Envirofoam of America and by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn. First of all, in our farm news today, the Hamilton Hay Auction held their first sale of the season Saturday. And with a recap, we talked to Mike Hamilton.
Well, Randy, we had a very, very heavy offerings. In the 17 years we've been doing this hay sale, I'd say this is the most hay that we had for our first auction. We ended up with 2,343 small squares. The alfalfa was, we had 850 bales of straight alfalfa, and it was in a price range from $4.50 to $7 a bale. We had 340 bales of grass alfalfa, and it was from $5 to $7 a bale. We had 413 bales of mixed grass from $4 to $6.10. And then we had 25 bales of super nice orchard grass at $8.50. We ended up with 715 bales of straw. It was in a price range from $150 to $220 a bale.
You probably
in the round bales, we had a lot of them, 235. We had some real nice alfalfa from 75 up to 97 a bale. We had some Reed's Canary at $71. We had a lot of mixed grass from $20 up to $52. We had some corn stalks at $28.50, and we had some straw round bales at $20 a bale. In the big squares, we had 224 of them. The alfalfa was in a price range from $126 up to $148.50 a bale. And we had some Milo at $56.
You probably had a lot that showed up late Friday and early Saturday. Did a lot of it come from far away?
You know, we probably, I would say, 100-mile radius. Seemed like we had a lot of stuff from up around Raymond, Carlinville, over in Calhoun County, Jersey County, Greene County. We had some big squares come in out of western Kansas, had some hay out of Iowa, just kind of all over the place. But I was really, really surprised at the amount of small squares that we had.
Was the quality good?
Overall, I'm going to call it good. There were some stick-out piles that was exceptionally good. Then we just kind of had some what I call grinding hay.
Yeah. Okay, and back at it this weekend?
Yeah, we'll be accepting hay Friday from noon on and up until sale time on Saturday. And also, I'd like to mention that we will not be accepting any CRP hay. If they baled it with intentions of selling it, they'll need to sell it on their own because we're not going to unload it on our lots.
And that was Mike Hamilton of the Hamilton Hay Auction in Fosterburg. Once again, their next sale, Saturday at 11. Consignments will be accepted once again beginning Friday at 11. For more information, call Mike Hamilton at 618-410-4293. Rita Frazier of the Illinois Farm Bureau is at the Illinois Farm Bureau meeting in Chicago, and she talks to an area member.
I'm Rita Frazier reporting agriculture news for WSMI. We're here in Chicago at the Illinois Farm Bureau meeting with Ed Marburger. Ed is the president of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. And Ed, here on Monday of convention, you as a delegate have a lot of things on your plate to discuss today.
Yeah, it's about 10:30 and we've just been rolling through. Most of them, there's been some issues that's brought quite a bit of debate before the board or before the delegate session, but I feel that by the end of the day, most of the issues will be resolved one way or the other.
You and your board and other delegates from the county had a couple of issues that you were really interested in and brought to the floor. Tell us about that.
We're bringing two issues to the delegate session. We're working through Madison on one, and the other one is basically an issue that everybody's bringing to the board. The first one that we're working with Madison is on rail closures that we feel it was brought to our attention. There were several rail closures because of high-speed rail through Macoupin County. And the money involved, that decision should be made by more than just the road commissioner. We know there's a process in place that takes, they have to have a meeting, but we felt that it should be determined by more people because the rail closure is permanent. Once it's done, you'll never open a rail up. Now, we have discussed that. It was defeated the way we had brought it up, but there's similar legislation that I think will work for the issue that we had. And the other one is the aflatoxin issue, which is on everybody's mind. We have not even approached that one yet, and I think that'll come in right before dinner or right after dinner.
And Ed, as you were saying, you guys really, especially in 2012, you all had problems with it. You saw it pop up all around, and you just want a more consistent testing method.
That's right. I mean, I'll speak for myself. We had several samples taken. We went to the elevator with them. They tested high in that 20 to 40 range, 20 to 100 range on several of them. We took it to the insurance company, and it always came below 20. So as far as crop insurance for myself, we have no claims against for aflatoxin. Now, we put all our grain in the bin, so we took that risk of putting it in the bin and being subject to the regulation or the discounts as we take it out. Now, we have to approach that, but there should be some consistency in the test. There shouldn't be a variation. You've heard so many variations. The test is 300 points different from one to the other. And they'll argue the fact that it's only so many kernels in a semi-load, depending on where you probe it. It's just unfair. If you're taking a $2 hit in a deduction at the elevator, but your insurance company says it's clean, that's a deduction that's costing you. That's almost $2,000 a semi-load. That hits your pocketbook.
Serious issue, and of course, this whole weekend we have all talked about the low river levels, the water levels, huge issue, and just a lot at stake there.
We just took a vote of the sense of the delegates to send to President Obama, the Congress, and the Illinois State Congress, and our governor on the issues that they should look. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, they have a mandate that comes into effect on low river levels, and those should be advised a little bit, or revised, I guess I should say, in several situations, because last night at county president's meeting, they were talking about the pools that are being held behind some of the dams. The water is getting concentrated, turning over, and the municipalities downstream from where the water is being released is becoming harder and harder to clean up for drinkable purposes.
Let's talk about Macoupin County for a minute. You guys did have a great year. You have some successful programs ongoing. You know, we just heard recently about your Meet the Legislator program, and that Adopt a Legislator program is great for you guys.
Last year, we adopted a legislator from Waukegan. Her name is Representative Rita Mayfield. This past week, on Monday, we went to Larry Rhodes with Senator Jones, not a Representative Jones from Chicago area, and they found out how a cow-calf herd is run. We've worked well with Representative Mayfield. We've gone to her district and she showed us the problems up there. So it's an ongoing one. She's a super lady to work with, and we feel fortunate, and hopefully we're opening their eyes in the collar counties or up in that area to our problems and needs downstate.
You certainly want to mention your young leader opportunities. And for Macoupin County, a large ag county, and Farm Bureau offers a great training and leading program. So it really offers a lot for young ag professionals.
Our young leaders group right now is in, they've been very good the last several years. But as a young leader, you at 35, you have to go off. All our kids are becoming young adults. So we're having that problem to where we have to restart again. And they are taking some action. They made up a new pamphlet showing, and we're trying to rework the whole young leaders program in our county to see if we can attract younger people to start it. The problem is after high school, most kids go to college. So, and if then they get the job, or if they come back, they're busy trying to get started. So it's hard to attract the young people, but we're working on it, most of our programs we're trying to redo. We're kind of in a rebuilding phase in Macoupin County. We've made some mistakes since I've been president, but we're trying to correct them and go on.
So if you had to pick out a highlight for Macoupin County Farm Bureau this past year, would it be your Adopt-A-Legislator program, or you know what would it be as far as the last 12 months?
Right now, it's yes, it would be, number one would be our Adopt-A-Legislator program. The second one would be the FBI Act program. Before, we had a hard time getting people to call their legislator when the state IFB came down with an action request. This last time, we've had 7 people. So we're slowly working on that, that if they come down, please call your senator. And we're asking people, you don't even have to be on the board, just call your, because this physically, and it affects the bottom line. This last one, which is due today, so if this is airing today, I'll ask you to call your United States Congressman, our senator, and it's on the Section 179. Next year, because of the cliff situation, it'll go down to $25,000 as a standard deduction, or as the deduction. Another one is the, I forgot what the other one was right offhand, but please call your senators and representatives, and it doesn't take but several minutes, because you'll talk to their assistant, but they need, our lobbyists need those numbers in the offices to back them up.
We talked a lot about this past year and coming through the drought of 2012. Ed, as a farmer, Macoupin County farmer, how do you go to next year? How are your thoughts, and you know, what are you thinking about next spring?
Actually, we're approaching next year the same way we approach this year. It's not going to make any difference. It is a concern that the moisture reserves are lower than what we started at this time last year. Although I feel in our area we do have moisture. There's people further north that are a lot drier than we are. But we're not going to change. I'll ask me again next year, and it might be a different story.
Great. Ted Marburger, the president of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, here at the Illinois Farm Bureau annual meeting in Chicago.
Thank you, Rita Frazier, for that report. It's coming up on 6:35 on this Tuesday morning from FM 106. Food retailers have made headlines over the past year on animal welfare and sourcing decisions. National Pork Board CEO Chris Novak says some of those decisions have been short-sighted.
Are the activists winning? No. To the extent that we're seeing food companies that are making decisions which don't truly reflect what's best for the animal, what's best for the consumer or the farmer. Some of these decisions have been relatively short-sighted. As we talked with one major food company, they said, you know, they didn't look at the sustainability implications. They didn't understand the economic implications of the decisions that they've made with respect to animal welfare. That's unfortunate for their business as well as for our farmers.
And Mr. Novak says the pork producer is committed to providing the customer what they want.
If I go car shopping and I've got a certain budget for a car, I can either buy the small compact car or I can buy the expensive luxury car. To produce pork in different ways has different costs. We're producing a quality, safe, healthy product that is affordable to consumers. But as we start to talk about different production methods, for those folks that are committed to wanting pigs that are raised outdoors, there's a different cost, and it's actually more expensive to produce hogs at times within an outdoor system when you look at all the productivity factors. So as long as a consumer is willing to make that choice and pay that premium that comes with a different production system, then everybody's fine. It's just when these costs are forced on farmers, when farmers are told that they have to raise their animals in a different way. Consumers ultimately still pay that cost, but it's not as clear, it's not as transparent in the marketplace. And that's a part of the challenge that we're going to have to address with all of these announcements that have been made.
And for more information, producers can contact the Pork Checkoff Service Center. Go to www.pork.org. House Ag Chairman Frank Lucas says a deal to avoid going off the fiscal cliff could enable Congress to pass a farm bill in 2013. Lucas says there are two options for dealing with the farm bill along with the national deficit. One is to make the farm bill part of the fiscal package, and the other is to write provisions into the package to extend the 2008 farm bill. setting a target for budget savings the new bill would have to achieve. Lucas says there is a way to work it all out without falling off the cliff on dairy policy come January 1st, while still allowing Congress to get its work done. However, he says it requires the Speaker and the President to achieve some understandings that everybody will show some willingness to support. Dr. Gary Fellows, BASF Plant Health Technical Services Manager, says America needs more qualified aerial applicators. He says scholarships from BASF and the National Agricultural Aviation Association provide students with the opportunity to receive the education they need to enter the field. Justin Mook of Colorado and Kippy Fulton of North Dakota were awarded NAABASF Agricultural Aviation Scholarships of $5,000 and $2,500, respectively. These scholarships are the product of a partnership between BASF and the National Agricultural Aviation Association, a partnership that aims to build the future of aerial application. NAAA Executive Director Andrew Moore says the Agricultural Aviation Scholarship has helped ensure the pipeline remains well-stocked with competent and capable professional ag pilots. Once again, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now, December wheat now trading at 844 and a quarter, up 2 and a quarter. March wheat trading at 862 and a quarter, up 1 1/2. December corn trading at 750 and a half, up 1 1/2. March corn trading at 755 and a half, up 3/4. January soybeans now trading at 1453, down 3/4. March beans trading at 1447, that's down 1 1/4. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Envirofoam of America and by Sievers Equipment in Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn.